Amen. I feel the Lord. Amen. I woke up this morning. I didn't sleep real well last night. Amen. I think it's too quiet around here sometimes. Amen.
Let's have all of our young folks come down to their favorite sitting place right here, right? All of that class.
Thank you, Brother Charity. I think they think I have bad breath or something. Amen. I hope not. Amen. If y'all do, somebody throw a search up here. Amen. I don't think I've got bad breath this morning. Amen. I'm not going to hold you very long this morning. What time is it, brother? And I don't want to hold you very long. I told Brother Sherry, I said, I think I've only been preaching about 20 or 30 minutes, you know, here the other night. And they said, you've been preaching close to 50 minutes. I've never preached that long. Amen. Now, there was a time that I preached 1 hour, the first message I ever preached in my life years ago. And I preached the whole full hour. Amen. The title of my message was, Let Us Not Sleep. Amen. I really accomplished a great work in the Lord. I put everybody to sleep. Amen. And I hope I don't do that this morning. Amen. And I don't believe the Word of God will put you to sleep. Amen. I love the Word of the Lord. Don't you? Amen. How many is excited about the work of God? Amen. How many would like to see souls receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost? Amen. I would like to ask you, amen, bring somebody to the house of God tonight. Bring sinners, would you? Amen. There's nothing more than I like to see. Amen. If somebody walked down to an old-fashioned altar and began to weep and began to pray. Amen. And watch the transformation take place right before my eyes. Hallelujah. It does something to me to see somebody get the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. I love preaching to the saints. Amen. But I just love to preach to sinners. Hallelujah. Amen. Because there's something about it. Amen. When you see some man that's been empty all of his life. Amen. A man that's been in sin. Amen. Chained and bonded by the pits of hell. Amen. To watch them come and be set free. Amen. That's a wonderful feeling. Amen. I love to see that. And I ask you tonight, bring somebody to the house of the Lord that could find the Lord and let the Lord find them. Amen. How many are ready to hear the Word of God this morning? Amen. Now, I don't usually wake up. Amen. I woke up real early this morning at 6:40. Amen. And I got down and I prayed and I studied the Word of the Lord. Amen. But my body just doesn't wake up until after 12 o'clock. Amen. And my old vocal cords are still halfway snoring this morning. And you're just going to have to pray for me. Amen. It's hard enough preaching night services, much alone day services. Amen. Maybe that's why the Lord called me a day. Amen. I tell you what, I thank the Lord for the opportunity. Amen. I believe you are one of the greatest bunch of people I've ever met. Amen. I just feel love from you. Amen. I've met some of you, talked to some of you. Amen. And you just feel the Holy Ghost. Amen. Just expounding from you. And I like that when I feel somebody's Holy Ghost. You know, somebody can say they got the Holy Ghost and you may not ever see it. But I feel the Holy Ghost from some of you. I can see the Holy Ghost. I can see excitement. I can see the move of God in your life. Amen. I thank the Lord because there are still preachers. Amen. Listen to what I'm about to say. There are still preachers that live the life. There are still preachers that preach the truth and are true examples. Amen. And I'm not pinning roses on Brother Sherty, but amen, I believe he's a true man. I believe he's true through and through. Amen. And just knowing him, the short time I've known him, amen, I can say the Lord has really used this man. Amen. And he has sent him here. Hallelujah. And you're blessed to have him. And I know he's blessed to have you. Amen. And when there's ever a combination like that, look out. Hallelujah. There's revival in the air when there's a combination like that. Amen. If you've got your Bibles, would you please stand with me this morning for the reading of the Word? Amen. I'm about to choke this morning. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't hope this is not teaching. I'm not much of a teacher. Amen. I'm hoping this is going to turn out to be some preaching. Amen. And if it's not, you bear with me. I'm going to try not to hold you very long. Amen. We'll be reading from the book of Genesis. Amen. The 47th chapter, verses 13 through 19. Genesis 47, 13 through 19. And there was no bread in all the land, for the famine was very sore, so that the land of Egypt and all the land of the Canaan fainted by reason of the famine. And Joseph gathered up all the money that was found in the land of Egypt and in the land of Canaan, for the corn which they bought, and Joseph brought the money into Pharaoh's house. And when the money failed in the land of Egypt and in the land of Canaan, all the Egyptians came unto Joseph and said, "Give us bread, for why should we die in the presence, for the money faileth?" And Joseph said, "Give your cattle, and I will give you for your cattle if money fail." And they brought their cattle unto Joseph, and Joseph gave them bread in exchange for horses and for the flocks and for the cattle of the herds, for the asses. And he fed them with bread for all their cattle for that year. And when that year was ended, they came unto him the second year and said unto him, "We will not hide it from my lord, how that our money is spent. My lord also hath our herds of the cattle. There is not aught left in the sight of my lord but our bodies and our hands. Wherefore shall we die before thine eyes, both we and our land? Buy us and our land, for we be servants." Amen. "For we be servants unto Pharaoh, and give us seed that we may live and not die, that the land be not desolate." Let's bow our heads and pray this morning. Dear Jesus, we love you. God, we thank you for your spirit this morning. God, we thank you for this beautiful congregation. God, we thank you for your holy anointed word this morning. God, we ask you to anoint me, Lord. God, I ask you for your spirit. God, not for my glory, but for thy glory, that thy word would penetrate hearts. God, that this two-edged sword would divide asunder, Lord. God, that it would carve something in the hearts and the minds of the people today. God, we love you. We praise you. God, we give you the glory. And everybody say hallelujah. Amen. You may be seated this morning. Amen. I would like to talk for a little while on a topic, amen, by this title. Amen. No bread, no money, but we've still got to pay the price. Amen. Even if we don't have no bread, even if we don't have no money, we've still got to pay the price for the bread. Amen. Now, we find in the Bible, amen, that there was a time that Pharaoh had a dream, and he called Joseph up to interpret that dream. And Joseph told him, he said, "This dream is going to be interpreted as you're going to have 7 years of plenty, 7 years of the blessings of God. But in the latter part of that, after the 7 years of the blessings, amen, there's going to be another 7 years which will bring famine. Amen. It will bring a desolation unto the land. It will bring hunger to the people. It will bring thirstiness to your soul. Amen. But you've got to prepare for it now. Amen. And we read here this morning in your hearing, amen, that the Bible said there was no bread. Amen. And the people were hungry and they were starved. And the Bible said that they were about to faint. Amen. And you can picture in your mind this morning a group of people, amen, that were once blessed, that once had everything that they desired. Amen. But now a great famine has swept through the land. Amen. And their crops have failed and everything they've had is just no good no more. Amen. And their souls are weary and they're faint. Amen. And their bones are protruding from their bodies. Amen. Starvation has gripped their bodies. Amen. And their flesh is weak. Amen. And they're just in a turmoil state of mind. Amen. Because they have no bread. Amen. And I was studying on bread. Amen. And they say that bread is the most protein food that provides the protein for the body. Amen. The bread that we eat in this world today, amen, it provides most of the protein, most of the energy, amen, and it says without bread, we would shrivel up and wither away, amen. If without bread, we cannot survive, amen. There's some elements in there that will help us to grow. It will nourish our body, amen. It will flourish our souls, amen. And I tell you something this morning, Jesus said, "I am the bread of life," amen. And I tell you something else, when we get a hold of God, amen, and we get a hold of the Spirit of the Lord, amen, that Spirit will come into our lives and begin to move in our souls, amen, and that protein will take hold of our heart, amen, and we'll begin to grow and nourish in the Lord, amen. You know what stunts the growth of the body? It's the lack of the enzymes of protein, amen. If we get protein and the nourishment for the body, amen, that body will grow and it will be healthy. Amen. And that's why we try to teach our children to eat healthy, nourishing food. Amen. But these people said, "Joseph, we have no money." Amen. Because you've done taken up all the money that we've had. Amen. And we went out there and you bought corn and we've ate the corn and it's all gone now. And he says, well, if the money faileth and you don't have no more money, then you bring your cattle. Amen. Now, cattle back then was a very prized possession. They were herdsmen. They grew these animals. Amen. They farmed them and they took care of them. Amen. And they lived by these animals. Amen. And so he said, you give me the cattle. Amen. That we can put them for Pharaoh. Amen. So they said, all right, if you'll just give us some more bread. Amen. They were starving to death. Can you see that today? Amen. And there are some people here this morning. Amen. You have not been eating the right products for your body. Amen. And there are some of you in the spirit this morning that your body is letting the bones protrude from the skin. Amen. And you're undernutritioned. You're malnutrition this morning. Amen. And some of our stomachs are bloated. Amen. I was reading an article the other day. Amen. About some of the countries over there in Africa. Amen. And the people over there, they do not have enough food, and diseases grip their bodies. Tuberculosis has gotten in them and they are dying people over there. Amen. The article asked us that we could send money over there and help buy food and medical supplies. Amen. And it showed pictures of women, amen, that had no hair. Amen. They didn't have no meat on their bones. Amen. You could see every bone in the body. Amen. Their eyes were dilated and bulging out of their skull. Amen. They did not have no meat on their body. Amen. Their stomachs were bloated. Amen. But can I tell you this morning, amen, without the bread of God, without the word of God, without the spirit of the Lord, amen, we'll dry up and blow away. Amen. Our bodies will begin to deteriorate. Amen. Our bodies will begin to slowly to quiver up. Amen. And we would blow up and dry away. But I thank God this morning that there are churches in this land that will preach the unadulterated word of God. Amen. The bread of the life that we're living today. Amen. It will nourish our body. Amen. And give us that food that we need. Amen. Amen. Even though the children of Israel didn't have no money. Amen. The call of beyond the duty of the natural things that they had. Amen. It called them to go on a little further to sacrifice the things they had. Amen. So they got rid of their cattle and they took their sheep. Amen. They took everything that they had, their possessions. And they gave it unto Joseph, and they kept saying, Joseph, we'll give you this and we'll give you that as long as you'll give us some bread. We don't want to sit out here and die. We don't want to sit out here and starve to death. They tell me that a starvation, and if you starve to death, is one of the most painful deaths. Amen. It's a degrading death. And can I tell you this morning, church, it's a shame when Pentecostal people, amen, can sit on a pew and starve to death. It's a shame when a child of God will get in the position where they're slowly and every day, inch by inch, starving to death because they will not take the bread of life into their body. Amen. And Joseph said, all right, I'll give you the bread. Amen. But now you have no cattle. Now you have no money. But there still has got to be a price paid for the bread. Amen. I'm sorry. I wish I could help you. I wish I could give you stuff. I wish I could give you the bread. I wish I could feed you out of my own pocket. Amen. But there's got to be a price paid. You've got to pay the price. Amen. If you don't have no bread, even if you ain't got no money, you still got to find something that you can sacrifice unto God. Amen. You know what's the matter today with some people? Amen. They'll go so far, and that's as far as they're willing to go. They won't sacrifice everything. And my friend, I'm telling you today, you cannot follow the Lord Jesus Christ unless you're willing to give up everything. You cannot follow the Lord unless you're able to sacrifice and to give up the desires and the pleasures of this world. Amen. I tell you what, this morning, amen, you can read the papers. I don't know if they've had it in the papers down here, but if you drove down to Houston, amen, just blocks away from the church, amen, you can see people scraping through the garbage cans, amen, trying to find something to eat. Amen. We've had people, countless numbers of people to stop by the church. Amen. They would come in and they say, it's the preacher here. Amen. And man, I guess we've had hundreds of them in the last month. They say it's the preacher here. We need to talk to the preacher. Amen. We say the preacher's in the office and they go in there and talk to him. Amen. And we come to find out that these people say we need money. We need something. We need something to eat. We need medicine because we're sick. Amen. And because we don't have no jobs. But can I tell you this morning, church? Amen. Everybody's got to help themselves at one time or another. Amen. The church of the living God is here to help people. Amen. But there's a time we've got to call on the Lord. Amen. Even though we ain't got no bread. Even though we ain't got no money. Even though we've done spent everything that we've had. Amen. We've got to ask God, Lord, I'll give myself to you. See, the children of Israel told them, he said, I'll give myself and we'll give our land. That's a total commitment to God today, church. When we're willing to give ourselves, when we're willing to sell our land, when we're willing to give up everything, when we're willing to sacrifice everything, when we don't care about ourselves no more, when we begin to care about souls, when we begin to care about the church, then we can say, Lord, I don't have no bread. I don't have no money. I've done given everything I've got and will receive the bread of life today. Amen. I tell you something. Amen. I thank the Lord. Amen. He's kept his hand upon me. Amen. I was unemployed for 5 months. Amen. But I never went hungry one time. Amen. We had people out of the church. Amen. I didn't give them no sad, sobbing story that we were hungry. Amen. But we got down and prayed. My wife would cry sometimes. I said, honey, don't you worry about it. God's going to supply our needs. I said, honey, we've gave ourselves to the church. Amen. We've worked when he's asked us to work. I've done everything the pastor said to do. And now I trust in God. I don't have no money. I don't have no bread to eat. But then I'm trusting God. I'm trusting in somebody to feed my soul. And it wasn't long before some families out of the church came up there and said, Brother Day, we felt led of the Lord to bring you something to eat. I said, thank God he's heard my need one more time. Amen. But when we give ourselves, when we're willing to give everything we've got, amen, cars, money, houses, and land, amen, when we're willing to come to that place, say, God, I'm not important. God, what I want is not important. All I know is I need is you. Amen. Amen. There was a time, amen, the Psalms of David was talking in the book of Psalms, amen, the 78th chapter and verse 19. Amen. He was telling the people, reminding them. He said, there was a time that God brought you out of the land of Egypt. Amen. He fed your souls in the wilderness. Amen. He brought you across the Red Sea. Amen. And he made the waters to pile up in heat. Amen. There was a time that God would follow you around by day in a cloud and by night by fire. Amen. And God was with you, Israel. Amen. God was blessing you, Israel. Amen. And God was for you. There was many times that God fought your battles. Amen. There was many times that God gave you water out of the rocks. Amen. When you was wandering through the desert. Hallelujah. Amen. There were streams that were going to spring up out of the desert. Amen. Because God is a provider of needs. Amen. God is the one that will satisfy the soul. Amen. The Lord today, amen, desires to come in and to satisfy and to feel and to make you to overflow. Amen. Amen. He told them, amen, you've murmured many times. Amen. You've complained many times. Amen. When you got into your flesh and you got selfish, amen, you begin to complain. When the enemy would rise against you, amen, you would say, why has God brought us out here to the wilderness that we would perish by the sword? Amen. But yet, I tell you something today, church. Oh, but can we keep enough faith in God when things are going bad, when things are down and out? Amen. When the world is against us, when people are against us, when everything is going wrong, can we still stand up and say, God is on my side. God will provide my needs. When we don't have no jobs, when we don't have no supplies, can we still stand up and say, God, I've given everything I've had to give. Lord, I've sacrificed everything I could sacrifice. God, I've been faithful, Lord. I've done the things I know that's right. God, you owe it to me. Amen. And according to the Word of God, amen, if we live this kind of life, amen, a sacrificing life, unto the Lord. He owes us His protection. Amen. But you know, those that are always griping and complaining about God blessing and about God not moving for them, those are the ones that are not always living close to God. Those are the ones that are not agreeing with the bargain. Amen. But when you've got that bargain made with God, amen, when you've sat there and told the Lord, sure, Lord, I'll give myself 100% for You. Amen. And God said, all right, as long as you do that, I'll bless your coming and I'll bless your going. I'll give you the desires and the intents of your heart. Amen. But those that are always griping, those are the ones that don't sacrifice. Those are the ones that don't give. Those are the ones that don't give of themselves. Amen. Those, amen, that will not follow the voice of the Lord. Amen. When they cry for bread. Amen. And when everything's gone wrong. Amen. And they can say, Lord, would you please hear my cry? And out of the mercies of God, He will go ahead and answer that prayer, trying to draw them to repentance. Amen. The goodness of God will bring souls to repentance, church. Amen. When we don't even deserve the goodness of God, we don't deserve the mercies of God. And there's not one of us here today. Would you hear this preacher this morning? There's not one of us here today that does deserve the grace of God. We did not earn the love of God. We did not earn the mercies of God. But it's by His amazing grace. It's by His amazing love that we can be filled with the Holy Ghost, that we can have bread for the soul, that we can have power in His Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And He said, you question God. And you said, can God prepare a table in the wilderness? Amen. And they had already seen the table prepared many times. Oh, but somewhere down the road, amen, they began to forget the works of God. Amen. The Scripture says, beware lest ye forget. Amen. The Bible says, be thankful in all things. Amen. You know why people pray over their food today? Because they're giving thanks to God that God supplied them with that food. Oh, church, we ought to be thankful this morning. We ought to give God the praise. Amen. We're sitting in a beautiful tabernacle this morning. Amen. We've got people surrounding us full of the Holy Ghost. Amen. We ought to remember the Redeemer of our soul. We ought to remember the Creator of this universe. We ought to remember the man that shed His blood for us. Amen. Amen. The man that through His sacrifice, amen, became the bread of life. Amen. He said, if you are hungry, come unto me and you will never be hungry again. And to you that are thirsty, you shall never thirst again. Amen. There's something about the Lord. Amen. In His body was the Spirit of the Almighty God. Amen. The Lord was there in this world. Amen. He was the bread of life. Amen. Even though we didn't have no money. Amen. I don't care how much money we got today. Amen. It could not buy the love of the Lord. I don't care how much money you've got, how many things you own in this life. Materialistic things will not accomplish the work of God. But can I tell you today, church, it doesn't take money to get the bread of life. It doesn't take materialistic things to get the Lord living in your heart. Amen. But it takes somebody that will self-denial of their self and begin to call on the Lord and say, God, here I am. Amen. When's the last time you said those words? God, here I am. Take my life. Do with me what you want me to do. Amen. Amen. The greatest time that the Lord can speak to your heart, amen, is when you become into a place with Him and you begin to cry and travail in the Spirit and you get on your face before God and you say, God, here am I. Lord, You take my life. You do with it what You want to do. God, You've purchased me. I'm a purchased possession today. Amen. I've been bought by the blood of the Lamb. It's not my life anymore. Amen, God. And I know if I need bread, all I've got to do is say, help me, Lord, because You're there and You're working for me. Amen. There was a place in the New Testament. Amen. The Bible says that Jesus came to the coast of Tyre and Sidon. Amen. There came a woman from Canaan. Amen. And she came to Him and said, Lord, I've got a child that is terribly vexed with the devil. Amen. And I need help, Lord. And she said three words that touched my heart. She said, Lord, help me. Oh, Lord, help me. Lord, I need You. Oh, God, I've got to
I have you. If you don't help me, there's no help at all. If you don't love me, there's no love at all. If you don't have compassion on me, then who will? Amen. And he told her, he said, is it meet to cast the children's bread to the dogs? And she said, oh, Master, this is a true saying, but even the dogs can get under the table and begin to lick up those crumbs, and it will nourish their body enough to keep them going. Oh, can I tell you something, the church? If we can humble ourselves just enough, amen, not to be like a dog, don't take me wrong today, but if we took the Word of God in our hearts, amen, we would humble ourselves before God and crawl under a table, be willing to take the crumbs. And I'm going to tell you something this morning. We don't have to take the crumbs. We've got the whole loaf. We don't have to take the particles. We've got the bread of life. We've got the power of God. We've got the bread and the Word of God. That's the whole loaf this morning. Amen. And the Lord told her, let it be as your will. Said, as your faith, so be it. Amen. And from that very hour, her daughter was delivered. That child was set free. Amen. When we began to get a hold of the bread of God. Amen. And we get under that table. Amen. Begin to ask God just for the crumbs. Amen. And if the crumbs will deliver a child from demonic spirits, what do you think the whole loaf and the bread of God's going to do for the church? Amen. If we get a hold of the whole loaf of God. Amen. We get every bit of the bread of God. We're the children of God. We're not deserving of the crumbs. God has gave us the whole loaf. God has put the whole bread on the table today. He said, I'm here to nourish you. I'm here to feed you. And if those crumbs would do that for that woman, what will the whole loaf do for us? Amen. But it comes to a place, amen, that woman, amen, she had to say those words, Lord, help me. Amen. Lord, help me. Amen. There's some of us here this morning. Maybe if we were lying on our deathbeds, it would be so hard to let those words worship out of our lips, saying, God, help me. Oh, but there's some here. I'm persuaded to believe if the Lord would talk to you today, amen, and said, you needed me. You need what these people got. You need the spirit that they bear. Amen. You would say, Lord, help me. All it takes, friend, is somebody humbling themselves before God. Amen. Believing on Him. Amen. As the Scriptures have said, and you can find the bread of life. Amen. I don't care if you don't got no money. It doesn't matter what you got. Amen. The Lord is not looking at that. He's looking at you. Amen. A lot of people, amen, in the denominational world today, amen, they think they can go to a church, support it with their tithes, support it with their offerings, and give great donations. Amen. And everything's all right. Amen. But can I say this, and you won't take it wrong? Amen. The Lord doesn't want your money. Amen. The Lord wants you. Amen. God doesn't want your materialistic things. Amen. All the Lord wants is for you to come before Him with a heart that can be touched by His hand, where His finger of His Spirit can reach down inside your soul and begin to carve His initials on your heart. Amen. And you can say, Lord, I know I'm nothing. God, I'm nobody. I don't care how long you've been in the community. I don't care how many people respect you. I don't care how many people say good things about you. We still got to humble ourselves before God and say, Lord, I need that bread. I need the bread and the Word of God. Amen. Amen. It still takes a price. Amen. Everybody knows that. It's common sense. Amen. Anybody can figure that out. When you go to a gas station, you pump gas in your car. Amen. You're not going to put $20 worth of gas in your car and go pay that woman $10. Amen. That's just not basic common sense. Oh, but there's something about it. Amen. When we desire something from the Lord and we begin to humble ourselves before Him and say, God, you give me this. Lord, you give me what I need. Amen. If we ask God for something, we've got to pay a full price for it, church. Amen. We cannot expect God, amen, just to hand us a silver platter and say, here, child, there it is. Amen. But God wants us to pay a price. Amen. Sure in prayer. Sure in worship. But there comes a place of self-denial. A place of sacrifice. Amen. Where we can fast before the Lord Amen. Make our flesh do without. Amen. And then God will honor that sacrifice. Amen. And I'm sure there are people here that have made great sacrifices. Amen. You have donated. I want you. I want your spirit. I want your heart. Amen. It doesn't matter how you dress. It doesn't matter how you fix your hair. It just doesn't even show up in the eyes of God. Amen. But all God sees is your heart. Amen. And He sees that empty spot in your soul. Amen. Where you're desiring bread. But if you'll pay the price, friend, you can have the bread of God. Amen. If you'll pay the price, church, you can have a bread of revival. Amen. If you'll get on your face before God. Amen. Humble yourself before Him. And call on His name. He said, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. And you said, God, give us revival. God, give us souls. But you've got to pay the price for it, church. Amen. Paying the price. Amen. For the bread. Amen. There's a song that says, there's going to be a day when they're going to buy a bag of bread for a piece of gold. Amen. It's such a small price for such a great purchase. Amen. Giving up the world. Amen. Giving up the things of this life. Amen. To have the bread of life. Amen. You know, some people are scared of Pentecostals. They say, if I go to that church down there, I've got to give up all of my jewelry. I've got to give up all of my worldly clothes. I've got to give up all the worldly pleasures. Amen. But if God asked me to give up everything I've got tonight, amen, it would just be a small price for such a great purchase as in heaven. Amen. If I can obtain the bread of life, where I'm never hungry again, where I have eternal life, I'll be gladly tonight or today to give everything I've got. Amen. Amen. I don't know about you. Amen. But I love the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. Brother Shirty, I guess I'm the type, I want to give everything I can to get more of God. Amen. If it takes me fasting 14 days, amen, to get a spiritual knowledge of God, amen, that's just how hungry I am. Amen. I want God. I love to feel the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. I'm thankful that I'm even in the truth tonight, church. I thank God there's an honor and a privilege in serving God. I don't have to be here this morning. I don't have to be baptized in the name of the Lord. But I thank God a hunger. Amen. And I've met the bread of life. And I'm not hungry no more for the natural things of this world. Amen. Then there came a rich young man unto the Lord one day. Amen. He said, good master, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Then Jesus looked at him and says, you must keep the commandments. Honor your mother and your father. Amen. Do those things which are right. And keep the Sabbath and do all the commandments. He said, master, I've done these things. I've done all these things from my youth up. And the Lord, knowing the intent of his heart, God saw with his eyes into that young man's heart and saw where the treasures of this world were embedded in his soul. Amen. He said, if you want to follow me and if you want to have eternal life, you go sell everything that you've got and take up your cross, a place of self-denial, a place of sacrifice, and you can have eternal life. And this young man, amen, a sad look came over his face and said, oh, I wish he wouldn't have said that. All these things I've worked for all of my life, everything I've got I've worked for. Amen. Nobody gave them to me. But the Lord said, sell them, son. Amen. And the Lord's telling some of us today to sell some of the things that would hinder our soul. Amen. Are we really hungry for eternal life? Amen. Are we really hungry for the bread of life, the Word of God? Amen. Are we satisfied? amen, in a place where we can just feel the Spirit of God every now and then? Oh, but are we hungry for something deeper, something greater in the Lord? I'll tell you something, church, today, I don't believe there's a place we ought to become satisfied in the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. When people get in trouble with God is when they begin to get satisfied. When you get satisfied, a sleepy spirit comes over you and you begin to get in a haze. Amen. Then the enemy will flood your mind. Amen. But can I tell you today, as long as you're not satisfied, you will be driven and you will be hungry to obtain more of God, and you won't have time to let the devil slip in your mind. Hallelujah. Amen. And I hope you didn't take what I said wrong. Amen. I don't believe you've got to sell everything you've got. Amen. Unless the Lord tells you to. Amen. If He told me to, I wouldn't have to sell a whole lot. Amen. I ain't got a whole lot. Amen. But I tell you something. If the Lord told me today to go sell my car, amen, that He was going to let me do a work for Him, Brother Shorty, I'd be glad to. Because I know down the road He's going to give me a new one somewhere. Amen. Anytime you sacrifice for God, friend, amen, if you'll give up something for the Lord, amen, you can always count on God. Amen. He's going to pay you back 100-fold. Amen. He's going to meet your need every time. Amen. There's been times I gave my last dollar in the offering. Amen. And I said, Lord, I don't know why I'm doing this, but I just feel like I ought to. Amen. And I said, God, I don't know where I'm going to get the money to even get gas for my car. But some way or another, there came somebody that slipped a $25 check in my hand. I'm telling you something today, church. If you're hungry, amen, and if you ain't got no money and you ain't got no materialistic things, if you'll give yourself, amen, for a piece of bread, amen, you'll be willing to sacrifice. Amen. God will meet your needs. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And I tell you what. Amen. There are souls that are hungry today. Amen. There are people sitting in bars. Amen. Sitting at home drinking, watching television, smoking, cussing. Amen. And they're hungry. Amen. They're starving to death. And I believe if God would open our spiritual eyes, amen, to see some of those souls, amen, we could see the bones protruding to those old bodies. Amen. I believe we could see the flesh as it is deteriorating off of them. Amen. We would see many horrible things. Amen. Of a soul that is malnutritioned. Amen. But can I tell you something? If we would obey the Lord, amen, and listen to the voice of God, amen, there would be something burning inside of our hearts. Because, see, there was a time when we were hungry. There was a time that we asked God for bread. There was a time that we were living in a world of sin. There was a time some of us walked the highways and God had amazing grace on us to save us. There was a time some of us used to work in the nightclubs. There was a time some of us used to drink the alcohol. There was a time some of us used to cuss like sailors. But thank God for His amazing grace. Amen. There ought to be a desire in our heart when we see somebody hungry. Amen. That we can offer them a piece of bread. There ought to be a time in our lives where we can get a burden in our soul and say, God, have compassion on them. Lord, if they won't sacrifice, I'll put a meal away for me and I'll fast for them and I'll sacrifice that they might have bread. Amen. The Lord said, amen, the Bible said in the book of Proverbs, the 9th chapter, the 17th verse, bread eating in secret places is pleasant. Amen. Now, how can we eat the bread of the Lord? Amen. I don't believe it's a physical eating. Amen. But we can get into the Spirit. Amen. When a man or a woman can come to an altar of the Lord, amen, a young man or a young lady can humble themselves before God. Amen. When I was young, can I tell you something? Amen. When I was young, I had pride in my heart. Amen. That preacher used to say before I was seeking the Holy Ghost, he said, you need to pray, young man. I said, no, not me. I'm all right. Amen. He said, you need to lift your hands and love the Lord. But there was something about it. I'd try to lift my hands and they'd only go up so high and then they'd come right back down. Amen. There was something in my heart called pride. Oh, but the object of the Word of God is, amen, if you want some bread for your soul, amen, if you'll humble yourself before God, amen, don't worry about what people say or what they think or why they look at you. Amen. You can't worry about the world thinks about you today, church. You can't worry about what people say about you. As long as you've got a hungering desire in your heart, amen, to obtain the bread of God. The bread of the Lord is sweet. Amen. It's got a sweet taste. Amen. It's nutritional. And it's fattening for the soul. Amen. And if we could come to an altar, amen, and our hearts cry out to God in secret, amen, we will find a pleasant tasting bread. Amen. But only if we pay that price. Only if we pay that price. You know why some people can have supernatural, super deep spiritual walks in the Lord? You know why some people are used mightily in the work of God? You know why Brother Steve can get up here and sing under the anointing of the Holy Ghost? He's willing to pay the price. Hallelujah. Amen. You know why somebody can play the instruments under the anointing of the Spirit of God? Because they're willing to humble themselves before God and pay a price for the bread. They're willing to humble themselves and call on that name and say, God, here I am. You take me, you move me, you make me. I'm not my own. Amen. When we come to that place, amen, I guarantee you'll find the Lord will talk to you and speak to your heart. Amen. And if you got a desire to hear from the Lord this morning, amen, if you're just tired of sitting on a pew, amen, going through the ritual, amen, if you'll get up and you get hungry before God and you begin to say, God, I'm hungry. God, I want some bread. Lord, I'll give my cattle. I'll give my herds. I'll give my money. Oh, Lord, and when I give everything I got, I'll give myself to you. Amen. Then the Lord's going to flood your soul with some heavenly manna. Amen. Manna that will feed you, that will make you grow inches in the Spirit. Amen. And let you to walk in the depths of the Lord. Amen. Let's stand to our feet. Man, I told you I wasn't going to hold you long this day. Amen. There's something on my heart. Amen. My heart's heavy. Amen. Because I haven't seen nobody get the Holy Ghost. Amen. I want to see somebody get the Holy Ghost. Amen. I want to see somebody get the Holy Ghost. Amen. I'm just not satisfied. Hallelujah. I'm hungry this morning. Amen. My soul's fed with the Word of God and the bread of life. Amen. But there's something about it when I can pray for somebody. Amen. And I see that hunger in their heart. And I can tear off that loaf a piece of bread. I say, here, would you like a bite of this bread? If you just take a bite of this bread, you'll never be hungry again. Amen. And when we see those souls, amen, crying out to God, you can look into their eyes and you can see a hunger. Amen. It ought to melt your heart. It ought to melt your heart. But yet, even in this, you've got to pay a price. Amen. You've got to pay a price. Amen. I don't believe it's the will of God that we just pray for souls and say, Lord, you send them. Lord, as they pass by, you draw them off the road. Amen. But Lord cares just as much as we do. Amen. The Lord uses us as instruments. Amen. And we are the caring instruments of God. Amen. And we are the representatives of God. Amen. We can let those people out there know that we care for them. Amen. Because we're on business for the King. Amen. We can tell them there's bread that they can eat. They'll never be hungry again. We can tell them about a church that's so power-packed, that's got so much Holy Ghost in it, they'll never want to go to another church. Amen. But somewhere we've got to pay a price. Amen. A place of self-denial. A place where we can come to and say, Lord, let me eat of this bread in a secret place. Lord, just between me and you, let me get in my closet. Lord, let my tears flow down my cheeks. Let my heart burst and beat and throb for the saving of souls. Amen. How many's got a desire to see souls saved? Amen. I'm going to tell you something now, and you know all about this. I'm not preaching nothing new. Amen. But those souls, they may not have no money. They may not have no materialistic things. But yet again, they may be rich. You may have lawyers and bankers and doctors and psychologists come in here and get the Holy Ghost. Amen. And seek the Lord. Amen. But there's something you've got to offer them. The bread of life. Amen. The bread of life. Amen. And if they won't pay the price, sometimes we've got to pay a price and sacrifice for the lost. Amen. The lost don't know to sacrifice. They don't know what it is to sacrifice for God, but we do. Amen. And if we're really hungry for the bread of God and to share the bread with somebody else that's starving to death, amen, we'll sacrifice. We'll pay the price. Amen. We'll give everything we've got. Amen. I'm not satisfied with just 250 people coming to church. There's still lost souls out there that are dying every day and going to hell. There's people out there that's kin to you. Amen. You've got brothers. You've got sisters. You've got aunts and you've got uncles.
Amen. Unless you tell them about the bread of life. Amen. They could die lost and go to a devil's hell. Amen. But can we pay the price for them? Amen. Brother Sherry.
Only Jesus can satisfy your soul.